Hello and welcome to A Moment with a Medium. I am your host, Katrina, and today we are delving into a topic of healing versus cure. Now, typically when we refer to cure, we are looking for something that gives us a complete resolution of a disease or a condition of something in our physical body. And we're usually looking for medical intervention when we're looking for that type of concept of a cure. And then when we look at healing, we're in a more of a whole body process. And when I say whole body process, I'm talking about the physical recovery and then working on the other bodies that are outside of us that make up our energy field that we don't necessarily see that do affect our physical, emotional, mental, psychic, spiritual. And that makes up some layers that we can work on in our energy field. But overall, we're looking at two bodies here that are actually one physical body that we see, feel, hear, touch, have all the senses through. And that is what we treat usually when we're looking for that medical intervention. And then we have that energetic body as well. And I want to talk about the differences. Like, we want to look at eliminating a disease or an acute condition when we're treating it with a medical intervention, whether that be some kind of antibiotics, any kind of medicine that's going into the body. It's going to have an energetic effect and a physical effect on our emotional, mental, psychic, spiritual well-being in our energy field. That's when we start to look at the concept of healing. And healing is on a deeper level. It happens gradually. Sometimes I like to explain it as though you're looking at an onion and we're having layers. And when it's safe for that layer to come up, the next lot of healing or the next lot of issues can come up to be healed. And then we're just looking at getting right back to the core of that onion where we are our true selves. And that is ultimately where we want to stay for continuous healing and staying in a flow of continuous healing. Healing on an energetic level is so incredibly relevant to physical or chronic conditions. And whilst we can go and have immediate medical intervention, there is an effect on the energetic body from that antibiotic. And then to go deeper, when that chronic condition or that acute disease has shown up, there is an energetic effect that's actually feeding it. So we look at our body as a whole and we go, we're an energy body, or we're, like I like to call in medical intuition, we're a metaphysical body and then a physical body. And we have to treat the metaphysical body in order for the physical body to heal. Ultimately, if we are looking to get through something that is occurring in our life, and let's just say, for example, you're a very healthy person who feels very connected to their body, but suddenly you have like a rare cancer diagnosis for yourself, then the conversation and the words that we want to be using around this is we're looking for healing instead of a cure. Because when we're looking for a cure, we're just looking for something to make it better and go away, versus we want to be able to heal ourselves metaphysically and physically, and then it naturally does just go away. And that's when we have a new environment for energy to cultivate and change and restore and develop and grow new. And that's the whole picture of a desired outcome. And seeing that and hearing that for the first time, it's going to take time to process. But when you really are faced with something that makes you sick enough or need help enough, this is crucial to have an understanding of. So I just encourage you to think about your own health and wellness in terms of how you look at going through something or getting through something with healing or cures, and how you can make both of these worlds work together. Because ultimately, if you are faced with a challenging situation, you're going to probably want to give yourself the best possible chance to get through that. And using, let's say, the holistic world and the medical world together to strengthen each other, that's a really amazing way to amplify your strength in both fields, metaphysical and physical, to get through something. And also, it opens you up to allow the universe to see that you're willing and you are looking for this change. I can tell you from firsthand experience, the moment that you begin to understand that this is all about healing and not about finding a cure, your whole world will start to be excavated. And that alone is going to make an amazing shift in terms of healing for your loved one or yourself. And the ripple effect from that will only be adding to the greatest good of all and raising the vibration of all that come near it. So just a little overview today of healing versus cure. And possibly this will be something that I could talk about for hours and give you so much more detail on. Yeah, hopefully that gives you a little insight into the differences between healing and cure and how our outlook and perspective on using those two together can really change the course and the shape of our journeys when it comes to having something quite serious to deal with and to move through. And remembering that everything is always happening for us and that this is an opportunity for you to grow, to learn, to heal, and make the most of, even if it seems like one of the worst things that's happening to you right now, that it really is an opportunity. And that when we allow flow and surrender into any one of these journeys and we stop trying to control it, divine intervention really will guide the process. And I truly experience in my life that everything comes just in time. However, letting go of control and allowing yourself to be in that flow is a real art. And turns out you'll just have to keep practicing it until you can really be present with the situation. And that's in itself a really great opportunity as well. I hope you've enjoyed your moment with a medium today, delving into the exploration and a broad overview of healing versus cure. Lots of love to you all.